WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
When someone lays hands on me, I'm not so sure.
We're not sure it's for us. It's for everybody
else. It's for everybody else, but it's not for me. It's like, are you kidding me?
I'm not worthy, Lord. I'm not worthy. Woe is me.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of that.
I don't know what it is.
So, but we're all, I think the point is we're all growing in faith. And wherever you are in your faith journey, I want to grow stronger in my faith. And this is a lot of what we talk about on Thursdays. Wherever you are, and the healing power of Jesus comes stronger and stronger as we believe more and more. And so the question is, how can you grow, you know, in that healing power? And so one of the things that we'll talk about along the way is the issue of authority. And you'll find as you read the scriptures, the issue of authority in healing is absolutely crucial.
Mm-hmm.
To understand the authority that Jesus has given to us as his disciples, regular, everyday believers in Jesus have been given authority.
As
to
the
lay
works
hands,
I have done, you shall do also.
Yeah,
yes.
To lay hands on the sick, and to pray and to see them healed and to see them delivered from demonic spirits. And so, and oftentimes, sadly, many of the people in our churches have no clue about the kind of authority that the Lord has given to us as simple, everyday believers in Jesus. So we're trying to help people to grow in authority.
You know, we were talking about my interview with Dr. Billy Graham years ago. And then with his after he left the earth with his daughter, I was told by somebody though that he had a Bible in every. Now I don't know if this is valid, but I was told he had a Bible in every room. And when he walk into room, he would open up the Bible to see what it offered him, read, and then put it down, and then walk into the next, and so on. I mean, he's constantly feeding his head with the Word of God.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It is living and sharper than a double-edged sword. So I think. I believe God has anointed his word sharper than a double-edged sword, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's so much power in his words.
And then also power can also scare us too, because we know that power corrupts. We see people who are wonderful people, then they become rich and famous, and suddenly they get ugly. Maybe it's because deep down inside they're unhappy. I don't know what there could be a million excuses, but we have to be very careful too that we understand. You know, I think that Peter and who did he travel with? Did he travel with John, right? And they said, silver and gold we don't have, but what we have we will share with you in the
right.
name of Jesus.
Right.
Rise up and be healed.
It's in the book of Acts.
Right.
The
right.
beautiful gate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they didn't think that they had the power. They understood Jesus is the power.
Well, I think it took I have no doubt. Like it says, we look at this a lot of times in the Gospel of Luke. Like Jesus first sends out the 12, he sends out the apostles, and they come back and they're all excited, right? Even the demons submit to us in our name. And then he sends out the 72, and they find the same thing. And I always find that that's important for us to realize, because of course some people will come to the conclusion, oh, the healing power was just for the apostles. Right. But thankfully Luke gives us this account where he sends out the 72. So it's clearly not just for the apostles. It was for all of the disciples at that particular time. And so what that says is, guess what? He's given it to you, Rhett. He's given it to me. He's given it to Roberta. And the key thing is we need to learn about this authority, the power and the legal right to exercise it. And then we can grow in that authority. So, you know, when we started this healing journey, you know, going back 5, 6, 7 years, I mean, I'm an absolute newbie. I mean, I know that there's healing in the Bible, but I've never really done it myself. But when we established St. Paul's, for whatever reason, the Lord said, I want healing to be one of your three pillars of ministry. So it's healing, missions, and children's ministry. He says, I want you to focus on those three things. And so I'm like, had I had any real experience in healing? No. And yet once again, it's a reminder that he can use anybody to lay hands on the sick and to pray. And the key thing for me is I always want to stay open. Lord, what are you teaching me through this process? What do I need to learn? Because you're always learning more and more about healing. And like I said, I'm really lazy. So I look to Roberta. Lord,
I do a lot of reading.
Roberta, what is the Lord teaching you?
I can
you
delegate
now?
This to Roberta.
Well, and I realize I have a role to play. As the pastor, I need to be, and I talk about it a little bit, I'm like the master of ceremonies. It's like, but it doesn't all depend on me.
No.
The Lord brings Roberta in, who's doing the voracious reading, and she's doing a lot of the groundwork. So I have a responsibility to kind of just make sure that the ship is going in the right,
direction.
But
not into an iceberg, right?
Yeah. But Roberta's doing a lot of the real digging and a lot of the spade work and everything else. And so she's teaching me, she's teaching others, and we're all learning, we're all on the journey together.
I, like you, I'm a slow reader. I've read a lot because I've, you know, had a lot of these authors on my shows over these 31 years, but I never liked to, I have to be careful because I'm a literalist, and it says in the scriptures that the children of this age are wiser than the children of the age to come. Well, I'm definitely, if I were to judge myself, a child of the age to come. I'm not given over naturally to deceit. I have deceived, but I'm not, that's not my nature. And if you tell me, I get mad if somebody tells me a story. Like, for instance, there's two ways you can get the gospel right now. One is there's a movie out on the book of Luke, and it's word for word. One, there's another popular TV show, and they're having a lot of success, and that's not my ministry. But because they take poetic license, I can't watch it because I want only what is, you know, he said don't add or take from my word. Mm-hmm. It's very sacred. And I'm naive, so I'll, if you, like you tell me, just tell me a story, and it turns out that you're joking with me. I really don't, there's certain, this is also, I'm a jokester, but then there's a certain way that it's done, and then it's like, oh, you pulled me in. Now I'm always going to think of that guy that way, because you said that he was a murderer, and it was just a joke. Mm-hmm. And it's like, don't do that, please. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I take it hook, line, and sinker, and marry it into my heart. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I want mm-hmm. the word of God. You know, and mm-hmm. also I don't trust other men's interpretation necessarily. King David said, cursed is the man that makes man his trust. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Mm-hmm. So no matter how much I may like Pastor John and get to like you as I get to know you, Roberta, you're not God. You're not my God.
Right.
Right.
I'm to love you. Yeah. I am to serve both of you above self. But I answer to him ultimately and wait for his voice to confirm, right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
men don't like that which they can't control. That's what our healing's all gone. They don't want it. They can't control it.
Right, right. And Jesus said, you have to be like a child. You have to be like a child to enter the kingdom of God. And I think that's very much, it's really speaks to our time because we are... We're so advanced that we are disciples of the internet, so to speak. We get everything from the internet, and what
and
it
it's
has
the
done.
The Wild West out there.
Yeah, and what it has done is it has created a lot of skepticism, especially in our youth. They struggle with trust. They struggle believing the Bible, believing the scriptures. They want everything immediate, and they want a lot of facts and proof. And I think part of what Jesus was saying, can you put that aside and be like a child? Children love mystery. They love the unknown. They love, you know, the idea of magic, so to speak. They are innocent in that. They haven't become skeptical yet, so we have to become like that. So I encourage that also to say, hey, can you let go of some of that?
I think what you're saying, to be open, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
In the healing journey, it's interesting, Rhett, like when we call people forward, we'll take anointing oil, mm-hmm. we'll make the sign of the cross on their forehead, and for whatever reason, the Lord showed me a number of years ago, to encourage people to open their hands, their palms in this position. there's something like a lot of times people come up and they're almost like tense because they don't know what's coming. It's like, oh my gosh, am I going to a Benny Hinn, you know, a rally or something like that? They don't know if I'm going to like bop them on the head or so you just try to be super gentle with them.
Yeah.
And then to encourage them to open the palms. And there's something about opening
the
palms.
It's an act of surrender.
Good. And then it open the person's heart is open to receive. Right. And I think that this is what Roberta is getting to is that, you know, you're in this position like a child. I'm just coming as a child to receive. And of course, it's a very vulnerable position that they're coming to. You're encouraging them to enter into. So it's a sacred trust as the person who's on the other side of the altar rail not to betray that trust. Right. To treat it with the utmost of care. And I mean, you were saying before the importance and the foundational issue of the Word of God. And we say this often on Thursdays, it's like whatever we do, we want it to be rooted in the Scriptures. If you're in healing ministries, you'll hear or see all this kind of different stuff and you'll be like, oh, this guy does this and this guy does that. And we always encourage each other. Can you find that in the Bible anywhere?
Right.
And because there's something, once again, it gets back to the issue of authority. If you want to have the authority of Jesus, the power and the legal right to exercise it, it better be rooted in the Scriptures, in the truth.
And that's why you put on the armor of God. You better, right? You need to know the Word of God because somebody, like I just told you, somebody who was famous who was saying that we can be like God on TV. And he said, God doesn't mind if we're like him. We can be like him.
Lucifer.
Well, it says right at the beginning of the Bible, it says that the bad guy wanted to be like God. No. Now, if I didn't know the Scripture, this guy could hoodwink me. Mm-hmm. So we have to be wise as serpents, but as gentle as doves.
Yes.
He says, right?
Yes. So we want to be rooted in the Scripture.
Yeah.
I think we don't want, my thought is there are all these young people out there that I would love to be finding the Lord. And I think, you know, they might be intimidated by taking those first steps. Where do I start? What do I do?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
You served our country. Now let me, the home lady, serve you. Operation Veteran Home Ownership helps veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your